Now, the business and regulation of airport safety. The Transportation Security Administration was set up after the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Critics say the security checks that it carries out are too slow and too intrusive, but they also complain that the checks are not thorough enough. This fall, the agency launches a new program aimed at improving its image among both young and old travelers. Christopher Elliott visited the very busy Orlando International Airport for this report.
It's expected to be the busiest summer for air travel in 3 years, and that puts a strain on passengers, especially parents with young kids. Getting a toddler through security is not always easy.
You know, we've seen that children are very intimidated by the whole process.
Art Menke is the TSA's top guy in Orlando, and he has a solution.
The concept basically is that you dedicate some lanes to handle children specifically, and then in those checkpoints there are little footprints that go through the magnetometer so you can coax children through so that they don't touch the magnetometer and set it off unnecessarily, for example.
The new kids lines, two per screening area, are being tested here and in Denver. They don't look much different from regular checkpoints, except maybe for the screeners guiding children through the metal detectors with the help of hand puppets. I asked Cheryl Knutson, who was traveling back to Dallas with her husband and three kids, for her impressions.
Did you notice the stuffed animals here and everything? Do you have any thoughts on
that? I thought it was a good idea because then they didn't have to be scared to go through without us first, you know, and just made them feel really comfortable.
When you see a TSA agent holding up a stuffed animal, that kind of tends to defuse things a little.
It made everything seem calmer, a lot calmer.
Knutson's children, Allison, Avery, and Aaron, seemed to like the lines too. They told me this was their first time they'd ever seen a TSA agent wearing a hand puppet. Other parents liked the new lines because they move faster.
Yeah, I think it was much better because kids have a lot more stuff that you have to take with them on the plane, so it made it a lot easier. And they would help you. They would help you with the strollers and all the bags.
That was Michelle Casarola, who was traveling back to Newark after visiting relatives in Melbourne with her nephew and son. A TSA screener holding a froggy puppet had just helped her children through the line. Even those who didn't need any assistance, like Elaine Williamson, said they liked the idea of a dedicated kids line.
I think it shows a lot of respect for children at long last, makes the line move more freely, and it gives the children a sense of safety.
What happens if the metal detector goes off? In a regular line, a traveler is moved into a special area to be wanded by a handheld metal detector. But as screening manager Michael Sweeney explained, the kids' lines are different.
We have some very colorful children's chairs. There are like a zebra, a giraffe, where they can sit down. And those chairs are so well liked by the children, they actually sometimes refuse to continue the trip. I want to take the chair home.
More importantly for the TSA agents themselves, this program is helping them adopt a new image from humorless sentry to friendly federal employees asking you to sit in a funny chair. And the TSA's Lauren Stover says her agents are taking this initiative to heart.
The screeners are the ones that actually came up with this idea, and many of them have just, absorbed costs out of their pocket for some of the extra little items that they use on the hand wands, the little animated little foam kinds of characters that they've placed over the hand wands. You know, they purchase this out of their pockets.
The kids' lines are expected to open in several Florida airports this fall. For Day to Day, I'm Christopher Elliott in Orlando.